From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to one of the most highly anticipated Whiskey Quickies of the year, where we take a look at the 2021 release of the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection.
This is the World Series of bourbon.
It really is.
It makes you, like, appreciate all that bourbon media work you do. It's just like, to get these samples.
It comes in the mail, and you're like, we made it. It's finally here.
Yes.
But the big news is we'll be able to bring them out one by one here, but I'm sure you've heard by now, and that is the fact that there is no George T. Stagg this year because the 15-year-old barrels did not meet the distiller's requirement for taste standards according to what they had said. So there's various measures of quality that go into Buffalo Trace's bourbon, everything from checking turbidity and testing samples using gas chromatography, but the most discriminating taste test of all is, of course, the human palate. So they've gone, everybody that has been there, they've gone through all kinds of sensory training analysis, and they said that if one taster disagrees, the barrel is sent back to be aged longer. And I know that we've had a chance to talk to some folks at Buffalo Trace. We understand the quality and the integrity of the people that are there as well. So if they didn't think it was that good, we should probably just go ahead and say, you're probably right. And
yeah,
maybe saved us a little bit.
Yeah, it's better to hold it back and let it keep getting better.
There's such a huge bar with it.
I know, everybody's so excited. You don't want them to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You don't want a thumbs down on these.
You don't want a thumbs down. Yeah, I don't know if we've ever gotten a thumbs down on a VTAC, but let's go ahead and we'll dive in with our first one. And this is Eagle Rare 17. So this is 101 proof, which a few years ago it got raised from 90 to 101 proof. This was distilled in the spring of 2003. So it might say Eagle Rare 17, but actually it's 18 years and 6 months old, and it was aged on the first floor of Warehouse P. And thanks to our good friends over at Breaking Bourbon, they did some evaporation loss calculations for us, and they said that this suffered about a 64% evaporation loss. And of course, with all of these, it's going to have a price tag of around $100 at suggested retail price.
Best value of bourbon.
Yes.
If you can find it.
The whole point is that word suggested. So let's go ahead and dive in with the nose here.
Ooh, hints of sweet oak.
Yeah.
Cherry.
I definitely get that cherry cordial in there. Almost like a whipped cream a little bit too.
Yeah, some whipped cream froth.
I would think if I could put an angel food cake in a nose, like this might be it.
Yeah, I could see that. Like a strawberry shortcake kind of flavor. Whipped cream, you know,
just all that are in there. Absolutely. All right, on to the taste here.
Yeah, that's rich. It goes in that cherry, like almost like a black, dark cherry.
It definitely
like
is.
Like a Godiva chocolate or something.
With that, I was going to say a Luxardo, or like maybe not Luxardo, but it's definitely a dark cherry for sure.
Yeah, with some like real, like dark, I'm getting a lot of dark chocolate. Some little cacao in there, but some nice like oak and like a leathery kind of mahogany. I don't know, something in there.
It's good. I'm gonna go in one more time.
It's really like just keeps unfolding flavors as you let it sit.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some berries and some fruitier notes in there. Definitely that sweet oak profile. However, it's not overly complex or crazy, but I think it's still. Actually, I take it back. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really liking this.
Yeah.
Where this is going to go.
All right. Let's go ahead and rate it then. On the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. Loved it.
I agree. And the taste?
Two thumbs up for me. I mean, the layers keep going. It's perfectly balanced. It's fruity, sweet. There's oak. There's everything you want in a bourbon.
Yeah. I was trying to pick it apart, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is that good. And on the finish?
Thumbs up. It's got a nice little tannic oak finish, but it's not like off-putting bitter or anything. It's, like I said, it's perfectly balanced. There's a nice spice there. This is really good.
I agree. All right, so that's Eagle Rare 17 for 2021. Stay tuned for the next one. All right, we're back for part two of this 2021 antique collection review. And now we're going to take a look at probably the heaviest hitter. Well, it's probably going to be the heaviest hitter this year. And it is the William Lure Weller. And this is the, of course, uncut, unfiltered, weeded recipe bourbon. And this 2021 release was distilled in the winter of 2009, making it 12 and a half years old and aged in warehouse C, D, K, L, and Q. And it comes in at 125.3 proof. And of course, once again, thanks to our friends over at Breaking Bourbon, who said this had about a 73% evaporation loss.
Oh, and you gotta see that logarithm.
I know. Kind of be like, what's your spreadsheet really say over here?
Yeah. Just throw another 64. 73.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
People will buy it. They're eating it up. And of course, $100 again.
All right. Well, this one's usually, most years, my favorite.
It's a. I'm usually the stag person. He's the Weller person.
The last year's stag was my favorite.
It was good. All right. Actually, I think Igor 17 last year was probably it for me.
That was 2 years ago.
It might have been. All right. Let's go ahead and dive in. Definitely some chocolate.
Yeah, and some hot tamale, cinnamon kind of candy, like a sweet cinnamon kind of note. I don't usually get like cherry cordial on these notes. I'm not really getting that on this.
It's more dense.
Yeah, it's more like hot cinnamon tamale.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. It is. It's a little more dense. I don't know, let's say it's fruit forward or chocolate forward, but a little more, I don't know, packs a punch. And on the taste, I think a little bit more of that nose kind of just kind of keeps developing there.
Yeah, you got some of that like sweet candy, but with like a cinnamon, you know, like a hot tamale candy.
Or maybe just like, it's not like a big red hot, but maybe it's just like the little baby ones or something like that.
Yeah, definitely like a cinnamon spicy candy is what I'm getting, which is unusual for these. Usually, you know, they're very sweet, creamy kind of, where this is more kind of on the spicy cinnamon spectrum.
I do get, of course, a little bit of leather. A little bit more of the oak influence in with it as well, especially on the taste and the back palate.
Yeah.
It's more of like that richer taste that's coming with it.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, where you at?
I'm sideways for this. I was really kind of wanting more some, like I'm used to, that big cherry note, creamy, chocolatey kind of type of note.
It's true. It was missing that a little bit this year. But on the taste, how do you think it fared?
I'm going to go sideways. I'm usually...
I'd say thumbs up.
I mean, it's good. I'm nitpicking because I have something in my mind when I'm going. This is different. So if you like, you know, those big, bold, spicy flavors, this is what... Usually with William Lure, I like that creamy chocolate kind of cherry note.
And again, the bar's set really high.
Yeah.
And this is what you expect out of an antique collection every year. And on the finish, how would you say?
This is gonna be weird, but I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. It's actually okay. Like better on the back end than it is the front mid palate.
So that's why I said that leather came in. Yeah. It's really that richness.
And so it's like I love the what sits on the back palate, some of that leathery. There is kind of, you know, that spice lingers. It's very nice on the back end. So it's weird for me that I'm going sideways to thumbs up, but it's better on the back palate for me.
Hey, it's okay. We're letting the people know what you think because you're the people's champ.
Yeah, they don't care.
All right, so that is the 2020 release of William Lure Weller. Stick with us because Thomas H. Handy is next. All right, now we're looking at Thomas H. Handy. And this is, of course, the uncut and unfiltered straight rye whiskey. And this year's Handy was distilled in the spring of 2015, making it 6 years old and 6 years and 4 months. And it was aged in warehouses I, L, O, and K, and has a proof point of 129.5, which makes this the highest proof release for the 2020 release, and or sorry, the 2021 antique collection. Of course, this being a younger age, Breaking Bourbon put it in their spreadsheets, 31% evaporation loss, and this is, again, $100 SRP.
I want to see like a live stream of them like plugging in the numbers to see what comes out on their magic spreadsheet. Like I love it.
Like they're sitting there like stocks, like they're just like buy, sell.
Exactly.
It can't be that enticing or crazy, could it?
No, it's just, I don't know.
All right, so let's go ahead and go with the nose here. Typical rye.
Yeah, you got some spearmint, a little piney, lemony.
The lemongrass.
There's some kind of like dusty funk kind of slight hint there in the back, kind of when I'm...
You might be reaching for that one. I don't know if I get that. But there's definitely just, like I said, a typical rye profile. I mean, 6.5 years old, it's kind of just falls in line with what we see with a lot of rye offerings on the market. So,
yep.
All right. So, in with the taste. That's a good flavor explosion.
Yeah. It's very sweet, sugary, like explosion at the front. Like, we're expecting just like a big spearmint bomb, but it's got that nice like candied grape flavors, and then kind of opens up in that lemon and those piney flavors kind of develop towards the back end.
Yeah, I think you're right. There is some of that like that hard candy quality. Do you remember those hard candies that you'd like have in your grandma's?
The rock candy?
Well, no. I mean, your grandma had rock candy hanging around?
No. Well, maybe from Gatlinburg. She just like...
No, I say like my grandma always had, it was like those strawberries that were always like wrapped in that hard candy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, it had a little bit of that going on with me.
Yeah, it's very fruity, sweet. A lot of sugary components to the front end of this.
Which I think was kind of unexpected coming from William Rueller, which we were like, oh, this is a crazy complex thing. And then you come here and you're like, wait a minute, completely different. Like this has a lot more flavor going on, in my opinion, than the William Rueller did.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Whereas the William Rueller, you would expect that with a rye, with the William Rueller ad, with a big, bold, like spiciness, this is more sweet, sugary, and kind of just opens up to a nice, spicy finish.
Yeah.
Especially surprising at that proof.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and rate it on the nose.
Sideways. I mean, it wasn't, you know, there's some typical rye nose, but it's nothing like, there's nothing offensive or great about it.
So. Yeah, it's just, it's right there in the middle.
Yep.
And on the taste.
Thumbs up. I really like this one. That sugary, sweet note I really enjoyed, and it just kind of kept opening up into those lemony, citrusy kind of piney notes that were nice.
And the finish.
Thumbs up. It's got a nice spice to it. It's not overpowering. It just kind of sits there, you know, with those nice, like, citrusy herbal notes.
I agree. I think the taste and the finish on this one were probably the most surprising for me by far. Were probably one of my favorite handies to date.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say 129 is, like, perfectly balanced, but
it's really
it's a well-rounded whiskey, and they did a really good job on this one.
Yeah, and typically handies don't lead for me in antique collections, but this one is probably, again, one of my favorites I've had in a long time from this collection. So,
yep.
Stick with us. We got one more left. All right, and we're back with the final component with the 2021 release of the Antique Collection, and we're looking at Sazerac 18 Year. Now, Sazerac 18 Year has an awesome history. It used to come from the tanked stuff, which was from eons ago that people really, really loved. There was a few odd years in between. And then I believe it was last year.
Last year was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it like a complete 180 from what it was. But
it's been that was evaporation rates were just dialed in. Last year. I don't know.
They nailed it. I don't know what it was. But here's a little bit of the details for this one. So these barrels were filled in the spring of 2003, making it 18 years and 6 months old, which is the same exact age as the Eagle Rare 17. These rested on the second and fourth floors of warehouses K and P. It is bottled at 90 proof. And you want to guess the evaporation loss on this one?
At 18, it's 70%.
Dear Lord, you're good. 69%.
69%, okay.
69%. Yeah. Very, very good.
I now have the Breaking Bourbon spreadsheet in my head. So,
all right. Let's go ahead and we'll dive in with the nose. Oh, that smells good.
That does smell good.
It's like that has more of a dusty characteristic to it.
Yeah, there's almost like a... Like we did a barrel finish in rum, the rum springa, like the barrel. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of that, like It's just got some...
A little bit more vibrant fruit notes.
Yeah, vibrant fruit nose, like...
Yeah, that nose is something else.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's hard to describe, but it just trust us. It's good.
Yeah. All right, let's see if the taste follows through.
Yeah, it translates to the taste. There's some nice, like, cinnamon raisin bread, like, buttery, gooey kind of.
I'd say the buttery aspect comes through. Like, you definitely feel, like, a softer, like, inviting taste profile as it comes in. Because it's not like Handy that was, like, pff, explosion.
Yeah.
I mean, at 90 proof, you're looking at definitely a 30-point proof difference. But the flavor profile is a lot different, too. This is a lot more oak influence, not near as fruity, but more, like, dense and compact, if you will.
Yeah, there's some nice oak flavors there. There's some, like a little bit of tobacco.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, yeah, it's just, it's a really good sipping whiskey that's not going to, like, overpower you. And there's layers and layers of flavor that are unfolding as it sits there on the palate.
Mm-hmm. I honestly enjoy it. I think the 90 proof kind of just takes away from it a little bit, just because, you know, you don't get that sort of flavor explosion. It doesn't really linger on too much. But again, it might just be me. But we'll see what Ryan has to say here. On the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I can't describe the nose, but I really like it. There's a lot of good things going on.
Like I said, it had a little bit of a dusty characteristic to it, but not...
Like dusty funk, rum, kind of like a lot of... Crazy flavors going on.
Yeah.
Aromas. Not flavors, aromas.
That raisin brand in there, which you said, or something like that.
Yeah.
Might have been pretty close. And the taste.
Thumbs up. I really liked it. Yeah, it's soft, it's delicate, but there's a lot of flavors that unfold as it moves through your palate.
I agree. But the finish, where you at?
Sideways. It kind of falls a little flat, to almost a little bitter on the back end. Some of that oak really picks up. And so, but... It's not bad. It's just kind of average for me.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, granted, Sazerac 18, it's an 18-year-old plus product. Fantastic whiskey for what it is. But at 90 proof, I think you just lose a little bit of that for maybe the more than average bourbon consumer that's out there that really wants to try it. And they try it and they, you know, it's great flavor, but it doesn't leave that lingering taste that you want for, you know, like a minute or two after anything like that.
Yeah, it'd be nice if it's a little more viscous, a little more, you know, heavier on the palate. But it's light, delicate, and a nice sipping whiskey that you can sit in your leather chair and talk to your bourbon club about.
I don't know. For sure. All right, we'll be back in a second as we wrap up the 2021 Antique Collection. But hold on. This just in, we actually do have George T. Stagg 2021 release. We just got a word that... They sent out something, and it has fresh leather notes. Ryan, can you show everybody what we're talking about here?
This just in from FedEx. We just got this year's 2021 Stagg.
Yes.
It smells of nice leather. A little smoke, you know, from the embossing or whatever you call it.
Whatever. Hot stamping. But they did send us a leather coaster with George T. Stagg on it as kind of a replacement on it. But I do kind of want to get your thoughts on this one. Do you have a standout favorite that was yours?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, Eagle Rare by far. Mm-hmm. Eagle Rare 17 was really good. Surprisingly, Handy was probably my second favorite.
Yeah.
And then the Sazerac 18. And then, I mean, surprisingly, Will and Really Weller was finished last for me. Not that it was bad. It just wasn't what I'm used to from there.
Honestly, you had the same exact lineup as I did. I thought Eagle Rare 17 was phenomenal. I thought this is probably one of the best handies in years. William Lew Weller finished dead last for me. I don't know. There was just something really missing in William Lew Weller that it just felt, kind of one-dimensional. It didn't really have a whole lot of expansion going on with it. But the handy is what really surprised me. I thought that was, if we consider like the breakout star of the year, like that's going to be the handy this year for me.
The upset, the 16 over the one.
Yeah.
The handy did it.
He did it this year.
One shining moment.
But I want to say thank you all for sticking with us. This has been the review of the 2021 Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Cheers. And if you only watch it for this, make sure you subscribe to everything else that we do for every other single review, as well as Whiskey Quickies on Tuesdays. We have our podcast release on Thursdays, and we have This Week in Bourbon on Fridays that you can only get on podcast channels. So make sure you subscribe there as well. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.